Good morning. How are you?
I was scrambling around, Liz. First of all, I'm trying to deal with my cable issues. Anybody else having issues?
Yes, we had no cable, TV, or internet.
I had no internet at 4 a.m., and I was thinking, hey, I hope Pete has a lot to say today.
Oh, and I always do.
I'm like, oh, my phone works. Okay, good. Yeah.
So now my TV went out, and it came back on, but now I have the Milwaukee channel lineup. How is that possible?
We haven't had our TV on this morning, so I haven't checked. Okay.
Right. Well, you know, I'm the guy, I'm the source of information if you need any help. Unless it's something really important.
I was glad we had DVD to watch last night when I got home. I'm like, oh, no TV. Okay.
We got something to watch anyway. Are you in the paper today? I was trying to find you in the paper today.
Right on the front page.
Right on the front page. How come I missed that?
Under the fire. Under the fire story.
Okay. There you go. You made it. You're big time. Since I couldn't find it, you'll have to enlighten me on what your column is about here this morning.
Well, the American Heroes Cafe, you know, that usually meets at Festival Foods.
Yeah.
Well, they hadn't been able to meet since March. You know, they're not supposed to have any indoor meetings, indoor gatherings of people. So they didn't meet for a while at all. So now what they're doing is they are meeting on Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. in the pavilion outside the Kenosha Moose Lodge.
Okay.
So that way you're outside, you're not having a large gathering inside, but they still have the free donuts, so that's the most important part. And everyone brings their own coffee or what else they want to drink. So
at least they're able to get together and do that again. That's
yeah.
A good sign.
So I went there, visited with them yesterday morning, and one of the veterans, Emerald Knudsen, he turned 100 years old.
Congratulations. Holy cow. Wow, that's great.
I know. Can you imagine? I love his advice, though, when I talked to him about turning 100. He said, well, don't do it. I said, oh? He said, when you turn 90, you've already seen and heard everything, and it's all downhill from there.
Well, okay.
I know. I told him I was lied to. I was told life begins at 40,
yeah,
right? And then maybe 50 or 60. So.
Well, he's bucking the trend on optimism after 90. So, but congratulations, like, 100. I don't think I'll make it to 100. And I don't want to now.
No,
you know,
don't do it. Yeah, it's no good. Don't
do that. All right. So check that out.
He's a joker, too, so he probably was joking.
He's actually going
to move to California now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his son lives out there. He's got, like, four kids. And he said his son, who's out there, has been kind of bugging him to come out there. So, yeah, he's got selling his condo, and he's moving to California.
He's going to California. That's the place he ought to be. So he's loading up the truck,
and
he's moving to Beverly Hills, that is. Well, good. I mean, if I'm 100 years old.
At 100 years old, yeah.
If I'm 100, I don't want to be living in this winter either. Or any winter.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. So,
all right, check
that
out.
That's exciting.
On the front page.
And then
page.
In our entertainment section D, you know, we got Tinseltown Theater. They say they're going to all reopen Friday.
Okay.
I don't know if we should believe them, but it looks like for real this time. They
word
said
on
July
the street.
3rd and then like July 24th, right?
Word on the street is you might be able to go to a movie. Now, is it still going to be the classic film thing? Because I don't think Hollywood is turning out any newbies.
Yeah, they've got Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, Iron Man, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the original Ghostbusters. Then they have Beauty and the Beast, but it's that live-action version from a couple years ago.
Okay, not the cartoon.
Not the cartoon. And then The Goonies and Jumanji, The Next Level. And tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for kids and senior citizens.
All right. So at least you get a chance, and I would imagine all social distancing and guidelines will be followed during that.
Yeah,
probably
I think
set
when
it
you
up.
Buy it, like you buy a couple seats and they block out empties around you. And I love this. They say everyone has to wear a mask the whole time, except you can remove it for eating and drinking.
For eating and drinking,
if you don't want to sit there with your mask on, just have some popcorn.
Not a bad
or
deal.
Or have something to drink, yeah.
All right. Also in the Go section today, Kingfish and Bobbers are back at it, and it's Princess Night. You go to most of the games, Liz. Will you be dressing up as a princess tonight?
I actually don't have tickets tonight.
Wow.
So I should. I know. We have been to about 8 of them so far.
So Disney-themed night, not for you tonight.
not for me tonight. Well, I could always change my mind at the last minute. And there also is, this is the last weekend for the Fair Food drive-through up at State Fair Park. It starts today through Sunday. You know, where you could drive these 2 miles through the park, and they've got all kinds of vendors with, you know, they sell those cheese curds by the bucket. They've got their, I know, all kinds of goodies, pizza, corn dogs, you know, all that health food that you're not eating because you're not going to festivals.
All that good stuff.
I know. There's more live music events going on, and also tonight is the library system's popular Old Weird America program.
That sounds like something up our alley, Old Weird America.
Yeah, and you
America.
Can go on the library's website to sign up, because it will be done virtual, so you can log in and watch it. But I always just love the Old Weird America.
So,
Young Weird America. Yeah, we're still weird.
I'm pretty much on the old side of that. So do we have an idea as to what kind of old weird things they'll display for us on the virtual deal?
Well, the old, it's always a subject, like some person's, you know, interesting life. Today is Victoria Woodhull, who is, what'd she say, the weirdest suffragette pioneer of them all. A lively daughter in a family of con artists. She used her allure and skills as a tabloid journalist, a spiritualist healer, and a gold digger to become prominent in finance, politics, and the British aristocracy.
Wow. That's quite a resume.
You should do a movie about her life. I know. Doesn't that sound fun?
How often do you see a resume with gold digger listed on it? Not often.
I know. Gold digger right there. Well, if you're successful, then you don't mind talking about it.
Exactly. So Old Weird America.
If you're a wannabe gold digger, you probably don't mention it.
So check that out on the library's social media thing, wherever you'd find it.
You can go mykpl.info.
There you go. That works for me.
Just search Kenosha Library System and you'll get to there.
You'll find it. You'll run into it.
You'll find it.
Gold digger. Yeah, gold digger Liz America. Snyder, who married her husband for the money, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. See where I ended up.
She's here every Thursday. Check her out on the front page of the Kenosha News Today, which is available at newsstands worldwide on the web, kenoshanews.com. And they actually bring it to your house still, Liz.
Yes, we do. Social distancing.
And tip your carrier, please.
Generously.
And thank you.
Contactless
from
delivery.
From the bottom of our hearts, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes, for bringing us all the news and information.